You're listening to Coffee with Innovate Finance, where we speak with experts from the industry on the changing face of financial services and the future of fintech and financial innovation. I am Rashi Pandey, Head of Membership and Growth, and very pleased to welcome Wiki Gosling, who's the Chief Strategy Officer at Audun. So Audun helps customers unlock a new relationship with their money so that they can plan, budget, and save to do the things that matter to them the most by offering short and medium-term socially responsible loans. So thank you so much for joining us today, Wiki.
My pleasure. It's lovely to be here.
So first of all, Wiki, can you tell us a bit more about your background and how you ended up in fintech? And I cannot go without asking about your OBE, which is quite exciting.
Well, so I've got a slightly different background in the fact that I spent 20 odd years in the military, culminating as a group captain, as a base port commander of a helicopter base. And then I went on to help set up what became the Invictus Games, went on to go and be the chief executive of the Invictus Games in America, which was the games that were set up for wounded, injured and sick servicemen and women. And effectively, the way that I became involved in fintech was because I think with my military background and with dealing with the wounded, injured and sick community, I really found that the sort of situation of those individuals who left the military, who then found themselves, you know, in a position whereby they hadn't had financial, you know, a lot of exposure to financial literacy. They hadn't really had to think long and hard about planning their finances well. Everything was kind of catered for. And then suddenly they'd find themselves out of the bubble pops, and then boom, you've got to deal with, you know, household bills, budgeting, actually dealing with unforeseen circumstances. And some of these individuals really struggle. And also whilst I was in the military with some of the younger servicemen and women, they would be targeted quite a lot actually by payday lenders. And it became, you know, really apparent to me that we needed to ensure that we were giving better support, better financial literacy support to these individuals, but also helping them understand the consequences of getting into debt. And I was approached by, actually, it was a ex-university, it was my buddy from university's husband, who said, look, I'm trying to do something to create a more sort of, you know, and contribute towards a more financially inclusive Britain by creating products and services for those men and women who find themselves sort of outside of prime time lending or prime lending. And, you know, I think you could probably help. And that was basically how I became involved.
That is not to say like, oh my God, like what an impressive background, I have to say, with your military background. And then it's very interesting that you pointed out and said that a lot of people don't realize the consequences of, you know, bad debt and just debt in general, right? So coming on to what you guys do at Audun, what was the original idea behind it?
To be honest with you, it was all about how do we disrupt that space? How do we create more choice and more opportunity for those who've effectively, you know, are currently lacking in choice or underserved and, you know, have been exploited in the past? And it was really, how do we enable the individual to have, you know, more financial capability and resilience? How do we enable them to build that? It's really important that, you know, at the same time as giving individuals access to credit, because, you know, we can sit here and say, you know, credit's a bad thing. But the reality is, if you are the individual that needs to fix the car, fix the washing machine, get your children, you know, a new school uniform, how do you do that if they can't access it in the first place? So we need to make sure they can access it, but make sure it's responsibly lent, it's affordable. And also at the same time, you're building resilience. So you educate the individual in a way, or you at least give them handrails so that they can start building resilience, so that when those matters that appear, the unforeseen moments, as we call them, then actually you can manage them better. But that takes time, and it takes step by step to change habits and to create a better sort of, you know, solution moving forward.
Of course. So what is Audun Money's, vision and mission, and what problems are you trying to solve, and who exactly your product offerings are for?
Yeah, so in terms of the vision is to contribute really to a more financially inclusive Britain. And in terms of the mission, it's to build that financial capability and resilience for the consumer who effectively has been lacking in choice for far too long. And that consumer is the consumer that falls outside of mainstream lending. And the way that Audun Money has been set up is effectively is through an app. We've created an app that will hopefully enable individuals not only to understand the benefits. So we've got a benefits calculator on there, so the benefits that they're entitled to, a credit checker on there, so how do you, in order to improve your credit rating so you can access a better choice of products as well, it's really important that you understand how that works. So a credit checker that you can tune into. Our app is free. And it also enables you to budget better so you can understand what you're spending your money on. So I think the reality is, the intention is that if you get a better picture of the individual through open banking, through the app, through habits, and you give the individual a better picture about how they're spending their money and how you can create a better pathway in terms of budgeting and planning for the unforeseen circumstance, then you're empowering them to make better choices. Because the more information you have, the more control you have over your choices. And again, on the other end of the spectrum, the more information, Auden has, for example, about the individual, the better the choices they can help them make. So they can ensure that actually they're giving them a product that is fit for purpose and putting the customer at the heart of it. And I think you can only really do that with really smart technology. So you can understand the consumer better, you put them at the heart, and you work out what is it that they actually genuinely need, because you don't want to give them something that A is not going to benefit them or B is actually going to be detrimental. You need to give them something that's supportive, that gets them what they need to have, but also points them in the right direction, but keeps them with the handrails, because I think handrails are really important when you want to take them on a journey to a positive endpoint.
I was going to say, you said inclusivity, and on the same lines, you also said empowerment. So I absolutely love that, putting the customers at the heart of everything and creating something for them, isn't it?
On that point, I was
Yeah.
thinking about this as well. Just we were doing some work recently and looking at actually talk money, which is where we get some of the consumers. We really listen to what the consumer wants and how can we support them better and what is it we can actually do. You're constantly thinking about improvements, and it comes back to, I think, if you can, probably my military sort of mantra as well, if you can empower people so they feel that they have control and you can enable them, so you give them the right toolkit. You give them the toolkit, you give them the information so they feel empowered and they can make choices. And then you remove the distractions. So to take away the things that are cluttering their space, because you're making it simpler and easy to understand, then hopefully you should get the right solution.
I love that. It's pretty much like nurturing. That's a wonderful thought, actually, coming from you, especially. So tell me this. I mean, of course, Audun started. You guys are a fintech company. So what were the challenges you guys faced as a company when you guys started, and how are they different now as you're looking to grow on a scale-up journey?
I think it's really difficult because, when we started, I mean, there's a lack of, I think it's a difficult place to operate in. Subprime is a difficult place anyway. It's complicated, and you've got to really understand how you can do this responsibly and protect the individual, the consumer that's coming to you, and the competition is quite scarce. So, you really need to make sure that you understand the consumer, you understand the ecosystem. There's some fantastic operators in this space, such as the CDFIs, the credit unions, and I'm blessed because I sit on the Responsible Finance Board. So I get to see some of these companies working, and doing some great stuff. But I see how difficult it is at every level. And I think to really make that difference, A, we've got to be collaborative. and learn from each other. But B, also, it's really about, I think, to do this properly, it's doing it at scale. But it is complicated, and it is difficult, and it's full of risk. And it's how we can do this better, effectively drive costs down, and ensure that we have maximum impact for those individuals we're trying to serve best.
Of course. And I was actually going to come to my next question, which is, you know, how does what you do differentiate from other lending platforms? Like you said, there are not a lot of players. It's already a difficult market anyway. And we have touched upon the socially responsible lender piece as well. So how do you really ensure that you guys are being a responsible lender?
I think it comes in many aspects, really, because we have to, well, we put, 50% of our, it's in our articles, 50% of our profit will go back into the consumer and ensuring that we're driving those costs down. But also, it's really about how do we use smart technology to really understand the consumer better, to give them on one hand the handrails through the app, through the understanding, through, you know, top tips, through, you know, even if it's early intervention, in that we can't support you with a loan product, but we'll give you the app, and what's more is we'll put you in the right direction to Step Change or another organization that can support you better with some debt advice, because we don't provide debt advice, but let's at least signpost in the right direction. And if we are giving you a product, let's ensure that actually it's an affordable product for you and it's fit for purpose. And I think that's so important. And that's why it's difficult, because you've got, you know, the underwriting's complex, and you've got to ensure, and particularly, you know, in today's environment, when you don't know what's around the corner, there's so many things are changing consistently. The cost of living is, you know, is really hurting people. And what, you know, I always say, right, the answer today might not be the answer tomorrow. And it's really true, but it's how you go into it. And I think this is where technology is really important, is how do you go into that environment and ensure that you're sufficiently adaptable and agile so that you can move that decision-making process. You know, if the circumstances change, well, that's okay. Just acknowledge it, you know, adapt it to the environment you're finding yourself in, and align that decision-making to whatever the need is. And it's having that open mindset. And I think technology really supports you to be able to do that.
I love how you're you know, utilizing technology so much and saying, you know, that it can really help with these kind of decisions as well. And, you know, I know you guys, I mean, we have spoken about the Out on Money platform, but I know you launched it earlier this year in May. So can you share briefly how it works?
Yeah, it's literally an app that, as I say, it's a budgeting tool. It's got a benefits checker on it. So, and it's a helpful tool in the fact that it can support you in finding out whether or not you qualify or you will qualify for benefits. And as I say, the credit checker, I think, is really helpful. We're consistently looking at what else, you know, what partnerships can we put on there? What do we need to do to build this app so it effectively is really supportive of the consumer? And that's its focus. And clearly we'll continue to iterate as we're learning from the consumer that's using it. But we've had some good results. And I think the other element of it is, if you have a consumer that has the app and they have a loan product, well, the app realistically should support them with being able to plan better. So again, it's empowering them to be able to plan better and understand what's going on, because, and I see this quite a bit as well with youngsters, when life is crazy, when pressures are on and you're feeling mentally stressed because of what's happening around you, your clarity of thought gets impacted. And so how do you almost, you know, clear the air or clear that cloud to make it feel that you're more in control? And I think the more information you can give in the most simplistic of forms, well, from my perspective, that tends to help. And it tends to help give you a bit of comfort in what you're actually doing. So if we can see that they're not going to be able to afford the next month's payment, you know, that's okay. But it's all about communication and making sure that you feel that you're in safe hands and that you're in trusted hands, rather than blocking things out and feeling threatened by it, because that's almost the worst sense that you can give to somebody. You need to give them a sense of actually, you know, they have control, but also you're there to support them, get on the right track, not to make the whole situation or exacerbate the situation they're finding themselves in.
I think the word safe and, you know, feeling safe and trust is key, isn't it? I think customers are evolving now that, you know, there's more trust with the newer platforms. But usually, I think in general, people usually raise their hands anything to do with finances, and people don't really like to go into the nitty gritty of things, a lot of the customers. So it's great that tools like yours are out there to help, you know?
Yeah, and I think, you know, as I say, you know, we've got a long way to go as we learn more and more about consumer. But at this particular time, I think, you know, I'm a massive advocate of financial literacy and just understanding consequence of decision making, particularly given, you know, there's the more choice we can put into this space, the more collaborative we can be with other operators in this space. The better it's get, the water's going to rise for everybody, the better it's going to be, because what we don't want people doing at this time is going into, you know, a choice of loan shark, well, having no choice and then finding themselves with a loan shark, or finding themselves with, you know, an illegal lender who doesn't give them the handrails and who, quite frankly, doesn't really care about the outcome for the individual or putting them onto a better track or giving them support. So I just think the reality is that the better we can do this, the more we can learn, the more people can learn from us, the more we can learn from each other, you know, hopefully we will start to make a difference, and hopefully we will see a greater impact across the whole, you know, area of consumers who cannot access, you know, mainstream banking right now.
Yes. And on the same topic, actually, of, you know, helping customers, how are you guys using open banking at Audun to help your customers?
It comes back to that point I was saying earlier, you know, just in terms of the more information that you have, I think the better the decision making you can do in terms of ensuring that you are being responsible and you understand the bigger picture, because if you only get parts of a picture, it's like a jigsaw, isn't it? You can't really complete a jigsaw if you have pieces missing. Well, you can't, you know, you can't complete a jigsaw, can you? So I think the more pieces that are missing, the less of the picture you can actually understand. So even if you have, you know, 95% of the pieces, then at least you've got a better understanding about the picture you're trying to, you know, make effectively. So if we understand that picture and we share that picture with the individual, then I think we're in a stronger position to be able to work collaboratively, almost in that partnership of consumer lender as well.
Yeah. And I think, like I said, customers hopefully are getting more comfortable as well with sharing their data with trusted brands and stuff as well. Still a long way, I know, but we will get there. We'll get there.
Exactly.
And, you know, moving on to the ecosystem in general and your role within it as a female fintech leader, any advice you would like to give to others on a similar journey on making finance more inclusive? And this is a personal thing I would love to know as well. How do you optimize the work-life balance while trying to make such a big impact and difference in the financial services industry?
It's interesting, because I think having three children is really grounding, because it is, you know, it is a work-life balance. But then I think through the power of technology, you realize actually life can get easier through it, because
it's
hugely beneficial, right? So and I also think that there are vast opportunities for many people out there. I found, I guess, my background has been more, rather than it being gender specific, is more about actually, you know, I've learned an awful lot from being in the military about problem solving and being adaptable and actually, you know, taking people with you. And I think there's a huge opportunity in fintech for, you know, a lot of people, really, you know, no matter whether you're female or not. I have been surprised at actually how quite male dominated it is, just I mean, I'm just going to have to admit that.
Yeah, fair enough. We're trying to change that, but yes.
But it's definitely improving, and I've met some incredible women. And I spoke on the on a Finclusion event in Manchester, and I was so impressed with the amazing women that I got to meet there, and what they've done, and how they've, taken businesses forward and made a huge impact, quite frankly. But it's all about collaboration and learning from each other. And I, as I say, that the water will rise for everybody. I call it a matchstick analogy. I would say, you try and do it, on your own, you're going to get broken. But if you do it as a bundle, then it's harder to break, and actually, you're going to go so much further.
Definitely. Oh, that's a beautiful way to end that. Now, Wiki, before I let you go on closing, can you tell us what impact does Auden hope to make in the next 5 years?
I think it really hopes to genuinely contribute towards a more financially inclusive Britain, and breaks down some of the barriers that we've seen, and hopefully encourages more competition to come into this space and support these individuals that cannot access mainstream banking and give them a chance to get there.
That's wonderful. I mean, that is one of our ethoses as well. You know, one of our missions at Innovate Finance as well is to ensure that we are working towards creating a more financially inclusive, future for everybody. Well, thank you so much, Wiki, for speaking with us
Pleasure.
today.
My pleasure. It's lovely to meet you.
Yes, likewise, and hopefully we'll see you very soon. And more power
Definitely.
to you and to the team at Auden.
And thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, it
Lovely.
was lovely. Yes. And thank you so much once again to all our listeners for tuning into Coffee with Innovate Finance. Do look out for upcoming episodes and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more on our events and programs and for updates from Auden as well. So, as always, until next time, take very good care of yourselves.